Nuclear-fired X-ray lasers. There is one other possibility for simulating a Death Star laser cannon with today's known technology, and that is with a hydrogen bomb. A battery of X-ray lasers harnessing and focusing the power of nuclear weapons could, in theory, generate enough energy to operate a device that could incinerate an entire planet. The nuclear force, pound for pound, releases about 100 million times more energy than a chemical reaction. A piece of enriched uranium, no bigger than a baseball, is enough to incinerate an entire city in a fiery ball, even though only 1% of its mass has been converted to energy. As we discussed, there are a number of ways of injecting energy into a laser beam. By far, the most powerful of all is to use the force unleashed by a nuclear bomb. X-ray lasers have enormous scientific as well as military value. Because of their very short wavelength, they can be used to probe atomic distances and decipher the atomic structure of complicated molecules, a feat that is extraordinarily difficult using ordinary methods. A whole new window on chemical reactions opens up when you can see the atoms themselves in motion and in their proper arrangement inside a molecule. Because a hydrogen bomb emits a huge amount of energy in the X-ray range, X-ray lasers can also be energized by nuclear weapons. The person most closely associated with the X-ray laser is the physicist Edward Teller, father of the hydrogen bomb. Teller, of course, was the physicist who testified before Congress in the 1950s that Robert Oppenheimer, who had headed the Manhattan Project, could not be trusted to continue work on the hydrogen bomb because of his politics. Teller's testimony led to Oppenheimer's being disgraced and having his security clearance revoked. Many prominent physicists never forgave Teller for what he did. My own contact with Teller dates from when I was in high school. I conducted a series of experiments on the nature of antimatter and won the grand prize in the San Francisco Science Fair and a trip to the National Science Fair in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I appeared on local TV with Teller, who was interested in bright young physicists. Eventually, I was awarded Teller's Hertz Engineering Scholarship, which paid for my college education at Harvard. I got to know his family fairly well through visits to the Teller household in Berkeley several times a year. Basically, Teller's X-ray laser is a small nuclear bomb surrounded by copper rods. The detonation of the nuclear weapon releases a spherical shockwave of intense X-rays. These energetic rays then pass through copper rods, which act as the lasing material, focusing the power of the X-rays into intense beams. These beams of X-rays could then be directed at enemy warheads. Of course, such a device could be used only once, since the nuclear detonation causes the X-ray laser to self-destruct. The initial test of the nuclear-powered X-ray laser was called the Cobra test, and it took place in 1983 in an underground shaft. A hydrogen bomb was detonated, whose flood of incoherent X-rays was then focused into a coherent X-ray laser beam. Initially, the test was deemed a success. And in fact, in 1983, it helped to inspire President Ronald Reagan to announce, in a historic speech, his intent to build a Star Wars defensive shield. Thus was set in motion a multi-billion dollar effort that continues even to this day, to build an array of devices like the nuclear-powered X-ray laser to shoot down enemy ICBMs. Later investigation showed that the detector used to perform the measurements during the Cobra test was destroyed, hence its readings could not be trusted. Can such a controversial device in fact be used today to shoot down ICBM warheads? Perhaps. But an enemy could use a variety of simple, inexpensive methods to nullify such weapons. For example, the enemy could release millions of cheap decoys to fool radar, or spin its warheads to disperse the X-rays, or emit a chemical coating to protect against the X-ray beam. Or an enemy might simply mass-produce warheads to penetrate a Star Wars defensive shield. So a nuclear-powered X-ray laser today is impractical as a missile defense system. But would it be possible to create a Death Star, to use against an approaching asteroid, or to annihilate an entire planet?